بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Man Mata Lahu Uladun Sigharun. The chapter on the merit of the person whose little children pass away. Chapter on the merit of the person whose little children pass away. This can only be a virtue in a deen that believes in akhirat, in a religion that believes in akhirat. Otherwise, it's impossible to refer to this as a virtue. Where little children pass away of a person and it's regarded as a virtue. One of the hardest things for any parent to do is to bury his own child. It's not an easy thing. It's a difficult thing, firstly, to lose a child and to be present at that burial and bury a person's own child. This is something very, very difficult. But there's great rewards in the hadith, there's great rewards from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. So therefore, somebody who is in this position should never lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is blessing the person in so many ways that he can't realize. Only in akhirat he'll appreciate fully what reward he got for losing a child in infancy. So when we talk about small children, a person lose a child in infancy, we are referring to any child that is born from any child that is born premature, right up till buluh, right up till the age of a child becoming baligh. Any child in that category passes away, there is great blessings for the parents. An Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min muslimin yamutu lahu thalathatun lam yablughu al-hintha illa adkhalahu Allahu al-jannata bifadli rahmatihi iyahum, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim whose three children pass away before reaching puberty. A Muslim whose three children pass away before reaching puberty, Allah will admit him into paradise in Jannah by virtue of his mercy for them. By virtue of the mercy for the children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit the parent into Jannah. Now this first hadith, remember as we go on, we'll see, this first hadith speaks about three children. The next hadith says, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يموت لأحد من المسلمين ثلاثة من الولد لا تمسه النار تحل إلا تحلة القسم, متفق عليه. وتحلة القسم قول الله تعالى وإن منكم إلا واردها والورود هو العبور على الصراط وهو جسر منصوب على ظهر جهنم عافانا الله منها. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a Muslim whose three children passes away, Jahannam will not touch him except in fulfillment of the oath. Except in fulfillment of the oath. Now what oath is this? Allah Ta'ala explains, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Speaking about the pul sirat. The pul sirat we know is a bridge that is suspended over Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala is saying that every person will have to pass over this pul sirat. Ulama explain that it is thinner than a strand of hair and it's sharper than the blade of a sword. So difficult it is to cross over. But because of the good actions of people, the good a'mal of people, this will power them to such an extent that you'll get some people that will cross over with the speed of lightning. Like a lightning flash, how quickly it comes and goes. Some people will go at that speed. Some people will go at a lesser speed, but still very swiftly. As a swift horse crosses over, like that they will be. Then there will be those that are weak, that will fall and wake up, but they'll still make it over. And then Allah Ta'ala protect us. There will be those that the actual fire and coal of Jahannam will pull them in. They'll be hooked on and they'll be pulled into the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala protect us and make us from amongst those that cross with the speed of lightning. The third hadith, and then we'll explain a little bit. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, Ja'at imra'atun ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqalat ya Rasulallah, dhahab al-rijalu bihadithik, faj'al lana min nafsika yawman, na'tika fihi tu'allimuna mimma 'allamaka Allah. Qala, ijtami'na yawma kaza wa kaza, fajtama'na. فأتاهن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعلمهن مما علمه الله ثم قال ما من كنا من امرأة تقدم ثلاثة من الولد إلا كانوا لها حجابا من النار فقالت امرأة واثنين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم واثنين متفق عليه. حضرت ابو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that a woman came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Messenger of Allah, the men are benefiting from your discourses, so assign a day for us in which we can come to you and you can teach us some of that which Allah Ta'ala has taught you. So the first thing we learn from here is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach, there was segregation. There wasn't such a thing as a mixed gathering. So here the complaint of the woman was that the men are benefiting. Allow, set a separate date for us. In other words, no mixing. We will come and we will also learn from you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him that gather on such and such a day. So they gathered and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to them and he taught them some of which Allah Ta'ala had taught him. So he then said, if any of you women lose three of her children, there will be a barrier for her and from Jahannam. Look at the reward. Any person, any of you women loses three of her children, these children will become a barrier for her and from the hell of her, between her and Jahannam. In other words, Allah will save her from Jahannam because of losing three children. So a woman asked, and what about two? What about losing two children? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even two. In another narration, it has it, and has Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about one? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even one child. Now what a great blessing this is, that a person is saved from the fire of Jahannam on account of losing one child. A person is saved from Jahannam, he will be entered into Jannah. We did one hadith previously, that where a person loses a child, and upon that he makes sabr, he says Alhamdulillah, he praises Allah. Allah Ta'ala tells the Malaika, build a palace for this person in Jannah, and name that palace Baytul Hamd, the palace of praise. Why? Because despite him losing a child, he still praised Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that palace is built for this person. And then we need another hadith, where a person loses a child, and he is patient upon it, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes it necessary for this person to go into Jannah. Allah will enter him into Jannah. So here we realize that for losing a child, Allah Ta'ala is giving so much. And the Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, he would explain, he lost a child in infancy, so he told his wife that there's no need to get over concerned, there's no need to cry, there's no need to worry. Because any action that we do, any of our actions that we do with the hope of getting Jannah, there is still that possibility that that niyat is not right of that action. That action wasn't carried out in the right way. We didn't fulfill the right of the action. There's so many different possibilities because it's an action that we are doing from our side and then we are hoping for Jannah. Here he says this is an action not of ours. The child is taken away. It's not an action of ours. It's an action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is promising the Jannah. So here we got no worry of any weaknesses of the action itself. It's the action of Allah, and it's the action that Allah Ta'ala will grant Jannah upon. So this is a very, very cheap bargain that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So the pious, this is how they would look at it. If they would lose a child, they'd actually look at it as a bargain from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq, inshallah, for bringing this level of sabr. It's not something that we ask for, but if it happens to any person, he looks at the positive, he doesn't look at the negative and go into a depression for the rest of his life. He actually believes that this child is waiting for him to receive him in akhirat and to usher him into Jannah. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a promise that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given us and it will never fail. A person is actually hopeful of this great gift from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.